What is safeguarding? Introducing our new designated safeguarding and mental capacity lead, Joe Cook, who shares some useful information about safeguarding. Hello everyone, my name is Joe, and I'm delighted to join the charity as the new designated safeguarding and mental capacity lead, which is a new post at Blind Veterans UK. As a qualified social worker, I have lots of experience of working with adults of all ages and needs in local government. I've already had the pleasure of meeting a number of you, as well as many volunteers. What is safeguarding? Safeguarding means protecting an individual's health, well-being, and human rights, and enabling them to live free from harm, abuse, and neglect. As a charity, we have a duty to take reasonable steps to protect our beneficiaries, staff, and volunteers from harm. Of course, it's important for all our staff to be aware of safeguarding, but it's just as important that you understand and recognise it too. There are many different types of abuse which require further investigation and a formal response, such as physical abuse. This is where someone hits or injures an adult at risk, usually on purpose. Emotional abuse. This is where someone is unkind, controls or bullies others. Sexual abuse. This is when someone is forced into sexual activity that they don't or can't consent to. Financial abuse. This is when someone takes money or belongings without asking. Neglect. This is when someone who is there to help does not look after the person or people they are supposed to be helping properly. Discrimination. This is when someone treats others badly or unfairly because they are seen as different. Institutional abuse. This is when paid staff in a hospital or care home do not care for them properly or respect their rights. Domestic abuse. This is threatening behaviour, violence or abuse between adults who are or have been in a relationship or between family members. Self-neglect. This is when someone doesn't look after themselves to the extent that they are at risk of harm. Modern slavery. This is when someone is forced to work or are bought, sold, as if they were a piece of property. If you or someone you know is concerned about their safety, please contact your community support worker who can support you with the next steps. I look forward to meeting more of you over the coming months and working together to make sure everyone is treated with the respect they deserve.